A recent report accuses Kansas of, quote, warehousing people in mental health nursing homes. Those concerns aren't new. As Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reports, neither are the obstacles to getting the mentally ill healthier and living on their own.
In Valley Falls, Kansas, Dennis Ritchie shows me around the kitchen of his small apartment.
A lot of cabinet space, you can see. I'm not a pack rat. If I don't use it or need it, out of go.
Before getting the apartment, Ritchie had been in one of the state's 10 mental health nursing homes. They're sort of a midpoint between state mental hospitals for people with the most serious problems and community mental health centers. They're privately owned, but state tax dollars keep them running to look after people with bipolar disorders, schizophrenia, and a range of other mental health problems. Ritchie isn't sure what diagnosis sent him to the nursing home. He'd hit a rough patch and landed in a homeless shelter and a mental facility in Lawrence before going to the nursing home. At first, he thought his stay would be short.
90 days went by, 6 months, year, 2 years. Nobody said nothing to me.
Ultimately, Ritchie was in the nursing home around 6 years. He would leave during the day to volunteer at the animal shelter, but other than that, he couldn't really set his schedule. Things are different now.
Eat what I want. Watch what I want on TV, go to bed when I want to, get up when I want to.
Ritchie got out with the help of Kip Elliott, an attorney with the Disability Rights Center of Kansas. Elliott helped Ritchie begin volunteering and later working for pay at that animal shelter. Elliott knew the nursing home was not the right place for him.
But certainly when I met Dennis and started seeing him more, absolutely no reason for him to be there.
But it wasn't easy to get Ritchie out. Some of it was difficulty dealing with the state and the facility, but also trouble lining up the services he'd need, housing and care for his diabetes. Rocky Nichols is executive director of the Disability Rights Center, which published the report calling the nursing homes warehouses. He says the group surveyed around half of the 600 residents of the homes. 70% wanted to leave and find what support they need on the outside.
I don't think it's purposeful. I don't think it's planful. I think it's just a lack of imagination has caused this to happen, where people go to these places, they get stuck in these institutions, and it becomes very difficult for them to get out.
The report also argues the state violates the law by institutionalizing people who could live on their own. Cindy Luxem is with the Kansas Healthcare Association that represents the mental health nursing homes. She says claims of warehousing and lawbreaking are unfair. She says they aren't warehouses, they're people's homes. And she's not surprised by the survey results because people often don't want to live in nursing homes. But that does not mean their caregivers and family members would always agree that other places are better.
Oftentimes, some of these are tied with not only mental health but substance abuse issues. They don't have the wherewithal to be safe in the community.
Luxem says there simply aren't enough community-based services right now to take on people in the nursing homes. Advocates on both sides of the issue agree problems don't begin and end with the nursing homes.
This has to be tackled from a system-wide perspective.
That's Sean Sullivan with Mission Health Communities. That group oversees several of the nursing homes. He says they do need to focus more on discharge planning and preparing residents with life skills so they can leave. But there need to be places for them to go.
The number one challenge is lack of affordable housing. It's just not there in a lot of parts of the state. And then the places where there is affordable housing, then there may not be the services.
State officials say they have been working on changes by asking the federal government to route Medicaid funding to the nursing homes to boost services, and other changes could mean more funding for housing. But the report says the state should also increase funding for community mental health centers and rebalance the system toward community-based services. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda in Valley Falls.
The Kansas News Service reports on the health and well-being of Kansans, their communities, and civic life. Find more at ksnewsservice.org.